I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, we are seeing governors of particularly southern states, notably Georgia, saying that they are ready to reopen theaters. Now, the question, and it's a really big one, is, well, there are a couple of questions. First of all, do people want to go to the theaters? Do theater owners want people coming to their theaters? There is resistance to this. So, and there's a question of even with movies being pushed, big movies, what exactly are they planning to show in the theaters? So there's resistance to this. And it's really, you know, with a lack of leadership, which we've talked about many times, coming from the federal government, this stuff is all over the map. And we have no idea how this is going to work or when it's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, this was a perplexing one because it doesn't really matter if the governors of some of these southern states say that movie theaters can open. If there's no product for these theaters to show, there's not going to be much demand among consumers, and there's not going to be much desire for these theater owners to spend the money to reopen when nobody's going to come. So then we saw the National Association of Theater Owners issue a statement saying that they're not going to advise their members to open theaters until many of these larger market states, like, they didn't say it, but New York, California, Texas, some of these bigger markets, they give the go-ahead for people to go back. And the studios start saying okay to present their movies in the theaters, because no studio is going to put out a $100 million, $200 million movie when only a few markets are open. That just spoils the entire release strategy. The reason these movies have been moved for the most part is because the studios need a mass amount of people to see these movies in order for them to make financial sense. And without a bunch of theaters open, it doesn't make sense to put the movies in the theaters.
Yeah, and they need to run ad campaigns. Like, they run these things well in advance. Now, the one movie that is sort of a big one sitting there right now is Christopher Nolan's Tenet. And that is scheduled for July. And as we are led to understand, that he feels that by then it will be okay. He is among the A-list Final Cut directors who is passionately committed to having his movies in theaters and will not see things any other way. And everybody's watching to see whether Warner Brothers can actually do this, or whether, you know, it could undermine the movie if they go too soon. So that is the one, I think, where people's attention in the industry right now is focused.
Yeah, and from what I have heard, the conversations between Warner Brothers and Christopher Nolan have centered on him wanting to be first out. He is such a proponent of the theatrical experience that he sees his movie as potentially being a galvanizing point for moviegoers to say, if we are invited back and it's deemed safe by the governments, we are going to rally around this movie, and it will send a signal to the rest of the industry that it's okay to release these big movies. And you see everyone else lining up behind him, because a week later, Disney has slotted Mulan, which was pushed from its March date into late July after the Chris Nolan movie. And then there's Wonder Woman that's slated for August. And then we get into a more regular blockbuster release schedule. That's a big if. But if it does look like the theaters can reopen in July, Chris Nolan will gladly be the first one out of the gate.
Yeah, that would be a queasy proposition for me. But, you know, Chris Nolan is a man with nerves of steel. Well, so we'll see what happens. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, former editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.